In your experience, Jim, with new entrepreneurs, people coming to you, because, I mean, you're a business coach, you're a success coach, and I mean, I know most of the time you deal in the financial markets, but nonetheless, you are a business success coach. When young entrepreneurs or new entrepreneurs, I should say, come to you, what would you say are the five most common mistakes, and how would you suggest to these individuals coming to you that they could fix them?
Well, the first might be they just want to do a business to make a lot of money. And I'm sure there are people that have had successful businesses like that. But if you're a reasonably average person like I consider myself, I have some talent, I have some brains, but I'm no genius like a Steven Jobs was or a Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. Then you need something that, again, you can make that long-term commitment to, that you can say, hey, I can do this all day and all night. For me, it's coaching. If I can share useful ideas with people, I get a thrill out of that, and if I could find a way to do it for free, I would, but I have the funny thing called the rent payment every month. I've got to make that and pay some bills, put some food on the table for my wife and I. But I actually do my share of free coaching with people I know that couldn't afford me, aren't in a position to afford me, and give that useful advice. So that's the first thing, is find something you would love to do over the long haul instead of just thinking about, oh, I want to make money. Second, let's see, number two might be don't underestimate how hard it will be. We already talked about that. It's going to be very hard because I've heard the quote, and I agree, the marketplace is objective, and it doesn't care about you. All it cares about is, are you adding value to the point where you can be compensated for it? The market is purely impartial. And unless you want to be in a not-for-profit, unfortunately, a lot of starting business owners become not-for-profits, but not by choice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't make any money because they're not adding value. And that's the indicator, is don't underestimate how hard it's going to be monetizing your offering. Number three might be don't underestimate how long it will take. And again, that comes back to my article. So, you want to be an overnight success in your business, huh? And it takes much longer than you ever thought. And typically 5 to 7 years before you're recognized as having any staying power. And so, there's this myth of overnight success. Even for the Beatles, people thought they were an overnight success in 1964, but they've been working hard for a number of years since the late 50s. Working for hours, 8-hour shifts, 7 days a week, playing in Hamburg, Germany. So what I've read is there's a 10,000-hour rule. If you want to develop mastery, you have to work at something for 10,000 hours. So keep that in mind when you're starting. So those are at least three mistakes. Two others might be number one. Be sure you are good at marketing and selling what you have to offer. A lot of people may have a great product or a great service. In my case, I really believed in my ability to be a coach. However, I had no marketing and sales background. And so I had to learn the marketing and sales piece, which I think is equally as important, not more important, but certainly not less important, to having a successful business.
Okay.
And number five might be, don't be afraid of rejection, because rejection doesn't exist. Other people just say no to your offering. Now, some people may say, oh, politely, no, thank you, really, that's not for me. Other people may say, no, get out of here. You suck and you're a bum. Leave me alone. I never want to hear from you again. Either way, if that's a new prospect, it's nothing personal. They just don't simply have the need for what you're offering. And if you're smart, you'll use feedback and say, well, tell me why this doesn't work for you. And if there was something along the same lines that would work for you and that you would be willing to pay for, what might that be? And that way you can get feedback on your offering and maybe make improvements that can make you into a successful business owner.